بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم اغسل خطاياي بالماء والثلج والبرد، ونقني من الخطايا والذنوب كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس، وباعد بيني وبين خطاياي كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب يا أرحم الراحمين. Let us all recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Walana Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Walana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi amma ba'd. Respected elders, dear brothers, and all who are listening on the audio streaming, there is an ocean of knowledge in the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that ocean, we get all the pearls and the jewels that come out. So, there's a very short du'a that I would like to share with our brothers today, because it is quite late, so we'll keep it a short program. And this is a short du'a of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Now, what was his reason for asking for forgiveness? It was to teach us the method of seeking forgiveness. It was to teach us how to go about seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a beautiful way of seeking forgiveness, that three things Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in this hadith. Allahumma ghsil, O Allah, wash khatayaya, my sins, all my sins that I committed, wash my sins away with three things. Wash my sins away bil ma'i, with water. And second thing, wathalji, and with snow. Wal barad, and with hail, stones. The amazing, beautiful dua in which Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us how to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the way of repentance, the wording of repentance: O Allah, wash away my sins with three things. Bilma'i, with water, and wathalji, with snow, wal barad, with hailstones. Now the ulama say that what was the reason for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to repeat these items of cleansing from sin? If he just said with water, then it was sufficient, because snow also is a form of water, and hailstones are also a form of water that come from the sky. So what was the reason to separately mention hailstones and snow along with the water? It's a very amazing thing. It's not that it was just a, repeated use of words, or it was just superfluous words. Everything that was mentioned was meaningful, and it had a cause, and it had a reason, and that can be said about this as well, that there was a reason why these three things were mentioned. So the explanation is given that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, first with water. The water is an agent of cleansing. So it cleanses, it wipes out, washes away, removes whatever grime, dirt, filth there may be, is all removed with water. But then after that, sin has got additional effects other than just the dirt and the filth of sin. Sin also has in it a heat, because it is connected to fire. It's connected to fire of Jahannam. So the heat of fire of Jahannam is also found in sin. And it also has an element of darkness, which is also from the fire of Jahannam, the darkness.
So sin has got three effects on the heart. The dirt that comes onto the heart, the heat that is generated in the heart, and the darkness that develops in the heart. These are three things that happen when a person commits a sin. This is why there's so much of emphasis in our deen on trying to stay away from sins as much as possible. As far as possible, we should stay away from sins. To such an extent, the ulama have mentioned that if a person does less nafil ibadah, but he stays away from sin, he holds a greater position in the eyes of Allah than the person who does lot of nafil ibadah, but he also commits sin. Because sin comes with a lot of side effects, as we will say. The side effects of sin is that heart becomes filthy, and that the heart gets the heat of that sin, and it gets the darkness of the sin. Now we know that because we can't see it with the eye, then we don't feel anything about it. But the reality is, it is there. Physically, if we see these things, it will make us extremely uncomfortable. We will be extremely uneasy if these things are in the physical world. If somebody puts you in a room that is dark, you're already going to feel uneasy. And then on top of it, it's hot. The room is hot, especially in summer months. It's dark and hot, very hot. You're going to be extremely uneasy. And then on top of it, there's a lot of filth in that room. How will a person feel? You feel like running out from there as soon as that door opens. You just want to rush out and run out from there. Why? You not want to be in a room that is dark, hot and filthy. Now, because we don't see these effects with the physical eye, but spiritually this is what is happening, that in the heart, the house of the heart, there's darkness. So a person is restless because of that darkness. And there's heat, he's feeling uneasy. And there's filth, and he's feeling very, very bad. So in himself he's feeling bad. When a person commits sins, your conscience inside you starts making you uneasy, makes you troubled, you feel bad. But because people can't see, you can't see, so you just live with that condition. And you pass your days in that condition. But the reality is, you are very, very uneasy, and you are most uncomfortable, and you want to come out of it, but not thinking about, you're not realizing what's happening to you. A lot of people can't identify what the cause is. You see, I got all the money in the world, I got everything, got a comfortable house, I got all the things, I got a nice family, I got a successful business, I got financial means, but why am I restless? Why am I so restless? So, it's not to do with the physical things, it's not to do with the material things. That restlessness is coming about as a result of the spiritual condition, of the heart, the darkness in the heart, the heat of the sin in the heart, the filth in the heart is what is creating that restlessness inside a person. And outwardly he's got everything that one could wish for or ask for, but he can't understand the reason for his restlessness. And he's just feeling unhappy, he's just feeling uneasy, because he's not understanding the inner causes of these things. You can be in an air-conditioned, plush bedroom. You can be on an extremely comfortable bed with the most expensive bedding. Everything can be very nice around you. But that air conditioner is not going to be able to take away the heat inside the heart. And hence we'll find people turning and tossing at night despite having the most comfortable bed and the most luxurious settings around them, they can't sleep at night. They are restless. They are anxious. They are uneasy. They are unhappy. What is it that is causing it? It is this sin, the heat of the sin, the darkness of the sin, the dirt of that, the filth, the stench of that sin that is making them so restless. And till a person does not get rid of that, the restlessness will not go away. It is only when a person gets rid of these things that one will then truly experience comfort, and he will experience peace, and will experience tranquility. Then his bedroom also will be comfortable and nice for him. Then his food will also taste nicer for him. Then all the things he got around him will become more enjoyable for him. Otherwise, all the things of comfort around are most beautiful, but there's no taste in his life. His life is miserable. With all the wealth he has, his life is miserable. What is it that's causing that? It is nothing but that sin, the stench and filth of that sin, the darkness of that sin, the heat of that sin is what is causing this condition for him. So therefore, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this beautiful dua, and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the removal of the sins with three agents because of these three effects, side effects of the sin. First dua he said, O Allah, wash my sins away with water so all the dirt and filth of the sin can be washed away. But then he said, O Allah, wash it away with snow. Why snow? Because we know snow is white in color, and the darkness that comes in the heart is removed, and the heart becomes lightened, enlightened, as if snow had been placed inside that heart and it became white like snow now. So the effect of that darkness is gone. But then there is still the heat of the sin. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam added the extra word, bilma'i wasalbi walbarad, with hailstones. And hailstones are little ice cubicles. They are little ice cubes that came from the sky. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down ice cubes from the sky in the form of the hail. Now that brings its cold. And so the coolness of that is felt in the heart, and it removes the heat of the sin. Allahu Akbar. We can marvel at every single beautiful teaching of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is one of those marvelous teachings that he taught us, how to make dua, what dua to make, and how to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove these ill effects and the side effects, that the dirt of the heart must go to, the darkness must go to, and the heat also must be removed. Now when that heart has become cooled, and that heart has become cleansed, and that heart has become whitened and illuminated, now a person feels inner peace. Now he can be with the very basic things of life. Then he can have the basic things, doesn't have anything big or fancy, but he's happy, he's at ease, he's comfortable, he's tranquil, he's peaceful, because inside it is peaceful. And inside, if it is there's unhappiness here, and it is filthy and dirty and hot and dark, then there is not going to be happiness in a person's life. So therefore, we have been taught this beautiful dua, that Allahumma sil khatayaya, O Allah, wash away my sins with water, wal salji, snow, wal barad, wa naqqini min al khataya wal dhunub, kama yunaqqa thawb al abyadu min al danas. O Allah, wash my sins so much, like how a garment is washed and washed and washed till it becomes white and spotless. O Allah, wash my heart. Wash my heart like a garment that was dirty, and it got washed so much that finally every spot of dirt was gone, and that garment became spotlessly white. Oh Allah, wash my heart till it becomes white like a spotless garment. Because when there are any spots and specks of dirt on a white garment, the person who's wearing that, ask him how he feels. You don't feel at ease. You are constantly conscious of those marks. If somebody tells you, "Hey, what happened, man? Why, where this mark came from?" Then you say, "Oh yeah, man. I must try and get it out. I must try and wash it out. I must try and remove it or change my clothes." Because you don't feel comfortable with a black speck or a spot or a mark on your garment. So how can a person be happy with the spots and specks and dots and, you know, marks of sin that are making the heart, you know, the garment of the heart dirty and, you know, filthy? No, he wants to remove it. And so we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, "Oh Allah, wash the garment of my heart in such a way that how a white garment becomes spotless after it is washed." Then you have to put quite a bit of detergent and bleach and whatever else, and cleaning agents, and it has to be given quite a few spins, and it has to be sometimes soaked overnight, and it has to be washed. And you know how we feel when that garment is dirty. The other day, my little grandson, small child, he managed to get hold of a bottle of hot sauce, and he started, you know, just spinning the bottle, and next thing, there was hot sauce all over the place. Some of it went in his face too, in his eyes, ears. He was screaming with pain. We had to quickly run, wash it out and everything. And in that process, I didn't even realize that whilst he was behind me, he spun the bottle, the whole back of my kurta was full of hot sauce. And I was now getting ready to leave for the airport. So luckily, the other grandson told me, "Nana, look at your clothes, how dirty." I said, "What?" I turn around, I got a shock to see now. So obviously you are now, what happens now? You can't even think of traveling so quickly, alhamdulillah, to do a quick clothing change, and the situation came under control. But the point I'm trying to make is that we will not tolerate even a little bit of specks on our clothing, our garment. We want to wash it clean. So what about the garment of the heart? A mu'min can never be comfortable until the garment of the heart has been washed completely clean. So this is the dua Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Allah, accept my tawbah, my repentance, by washing me clean in such a way that all the side effects are gone, and even all the dots and marks of the sin are completely removed." Wa ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayaya kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriqi wal-maghrib. Oh Allah, now after this, distance me from my sins now. Those sins that I was doing, these sins have messed me up. They've messed my life up. They've filthied my heart. They've darkened my heart. They have created misery in my life. Oh Allah, distance me now from those sins that I committed in the past, like how you have a distance between east and west. So far away that I must not go anywhere near, because that sin now is going to come back and is going to mess your life up again. So you want to be far away from that sin, and you ask Allah Ta'ala, "Oh Allah, take me far away from the sins so I don't ever commit sins again." How far? The distance between east and west. What is the distance between east and west? Nobody can even measure it. It's like a immeasurable distance, such a vast distance. That's how far away I must be from sin, so I do not fall into sin again. So this is that beautiful dua, and we all should try, inshallah, learn this dua and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness through this dua, so that it is a double benefit. One is that we will get whatever we ask for in this dua, but over and above that, we will also be reminded of the lessons of this dua, and will be reminded about the effects of sin, the ill effects of sin, the marks and stains of sin, and we will want to stay away from sin. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, hidayat and guidance. Inshallah, we will do the short, concise form of the 40 durood and salam, and zikrullah and dua, inshallah.